Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As night falls, the skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv remain clear and pleasant. Meanwhile, Haifa is enjoying a mild evening breeze. Across the country, temperatures are cool, making it a comfortable night to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, a ship was struck while exiting the Strait of Hormuz, with alarms sounding in the United Arab Emirates. This comes from Mariv in the past half hour. Also, authorities arrested a resident of Ashkelon on suspicion of cyber attacks against dozens of Israeli companies. This was reported by Israel Hayom just minutes ago. Also this hour, Tehran is preparing to crush renewed unrest, risking a war to maintain control in the Strait of Hormuz. The Jerusalem Post shared this report earlier today. Separately, Israel struck a Syrian military airfield after a visit by a Turkish delegation, drawing a rare rebuke from the U.S. This news comes from Ynet. And finally, Syria condemns Israeli strikes on a military base, with U.S. envoy Tom Barrack expressing deep concern. JNS reported this earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT6113 posted 5 hours ago, highlighting U.S. envoy Barrack's deep concerns over Israeli airstrikes on Syria's Abu al-Duhur airbase. Raylan Givens, a commentator on regional dynamics, questioned if this might signal the beginning of a conflict between Turkey and Israel. He noted that Turkey's presence in Syria could be a trigger. Ariel Osseran, a reporter, noted Syria's accusation against Israel for bombing the Abu al-Duhur military airbase, labeling it an aggressive act and a violation of sovereignty. Let's go deeper. Starting with the incident in the Strait of Hormuz, reports from Mariv indicate that a ship was hit while exiting this critical maritime passage. A crew member was injured in the attack. This escalation comes amid heightened tensions in the region, impacting maritime security and increasing pressure on Gulf states. Turning to the arrest in Ashkelon, Israel Hayom reports that the suspect is accused of deploying malicious software to infiltrate multiple companies. This incident underscores the growing threat of cyber attacks on Israel's economic infrastructure. If proven, this could lead to tighter cybersecurity measures across the nation. Meanwhile, Iran's readiness to adopt an offensive stance in the Strait of Hormuz comes after the U.S. decided against extending a temporary agreement. The Jerusalem Post highlights that this move risks further destabilizing an already volatile region with potential global economic repercussions. That strike on the Syrian airfield follows a Turkish delegation's visit. According to Ynet, the airfield in Idlib was targeted, affecting its runways and storage. This military action raises questions about Israel's strategic objectives and its impact on Israeli-American diplomatic relations. Finally, Syria's strong condemnation of the Israeli strikes reflects ongoing tensions. JNS reports that U.S. envoy Tom Barrack expressed concern, which could further strain U.S.-Israel relations. The lack of an official comment from the IDF leaves room for speculation on future military engagements. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business discusses medical rights, urging Israelis not to overlook benefits tied to significant medical diagnoses. Separately, in a report from Israel Hayom Business, Americans are flocking to Jerusalem. Nearly half of the apartments in the Bethlehem Road project have sold, highlighting strong demand. And finally, Katech reveals Israel's investment of $33 million into its quantum computing ambitions. This effort aims to bolster national infrastructure and stay at the forefront of technological innovation. Knowledged. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.